The visit comes as President Musharraf faces mounting political opposition at home over his controversial decision to fire the country's top judge last March. The political crisis continues to heat up ahead of national elections expected later this year. Deputy Secretary of State Negroponte met Mr. Musharraf Saturday, the same day the ousted judge led a massive protest rally in the central city of Faisalabad. There was widespread speculation that Mr. Negroponte would be delivering a tough message from Washington demanding a firm commitment to democratic reforms inside Pakistan. However, speaking to reporters following the meeting, Mr. Negroponte reiterated Washington's continued support for President Musharraf's government.
As far as the message that I brought, it is one of strong friendship and trust. We believe that we have an excellent partnership together in facing the various challenges that confront us.
He said the central challenge remains the war against terrorism, where Pakistan and General Musharraf are key U.S. allies. Under Musharraf, Pakistan's military has deployed some 80,000 troops to help secure the rugged tribal areas along the Afghan border, where Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants are believed to operate. President Musharraf has come under fire both home and abroad for his refusal to give up his role as both president and head of Pakistan's powerful military. Mr. Negroponte did repeat calls Saturday for free, fair, and transparent elections later this year. But on the central issue of President Musharraf's military uniform, Mr. Negroponte declined comment.
And this is a matter that is up to him. And I'm sure that he's going to make that decision based on all the considerations that he considers to be relevant with respect to the situation as he sees.
Under the Pakistan Constitution, President Musharraf would be obliged to quit the army before seeking re-election. Opposition leaders are demanding that he give up his military post sooner rather than later. The president is also pushing the country's sitting National Assembly to re-elect him to another five-year term before it is dissolved in November ahead of national elections. Musharraf's political opposition is expected to dominate those elections and gain a significant majority in the new National Assembly. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.